For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. In a letter based on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election, U.S. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump and his campaign did not collude with the Russian government. Barr also writes there is not enough evidence to charge Trump with obstructing the investigation. With more wrinkles likely to come, Democrats are calling for Mueller's full report to be released. Among them is Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, who spoke with WAMC News today.
I have seen nothing from Special Counsel Mueller's report. All I have is the same letter that everyone else has seen, which is a Trump appointee's interpretation of Mueller's report. That's absolutely unacceptable. It should be unacceptable for the American public, for the press, and for Congress. And I'm hopeful that the full report with no redactions will be on my desk as soon as I get back to Washington.
Is there anything specific that you are looking for in the entire Mueller report?
I mean, I've been waiting for 2 years for the Mueller report, so I'm looking for everything. I want to know whether there's an obstruction of justice charge. I want to see what Mueller uncovered with respect to the coordination of the campaign with the with Russian operatives. Clearly, there was a lot of investigation into campaign finance crimes by Trump and his allies and his staff. There's obviously so much to look at in the report. I just can't believe that anyone would be willing to accept the idea that the Attorney General won't give the report to Congress at the same time that he gets to look at it.
And with Democrats in control of the House in Congress, what is the path forward, do you think?
Well, I hope that there's nothing impeachable in this report. It'd be terrible for the country if we had to move forward on impeachment. But just because the Attorney General, a close friend and ally of the president, doesn't want to bring charges against the president doesn't mean that there isn't something worthy of impeachment in that report. I hope there isn't, but we have to make that decision for ourselves. The Attorney General doesn't make the decision about whether the president gets impeached. It's the United States Congress that makes that decision, and we've got to get that report, and we've got to get it soon.
In terms of politics, do you think the findings of the Mueller report, based on what has come out so far, bolsters President Trump's reelection bid and damages a major rallying cry so far for Democratic candidates heading into 2020?
Nobody should be viewing the Mueller report through a political prism. This is about the future of American democracy. And I want to see that report because I want to understand what we have to do moving forward to stop the Russians from trying to steal another election. And I want to figure out whether there has to be any implications for the president.
Some would say, why not take the word of a confirmed attorney general, confirmed by the Senate, who has served in a previous administration? What he has released based on the special counsel's 22-month investigation, why not just take that, accept it, and move on as a Congress, as Democrats, as Republicans, working with the White House?
Why is the Attorney General not willing to give us the report? I assume he is. I mean, I labor under the assumption that the Attorney General is going to give us the report ASAP, but he should give it to us without redactions. There's nothing to hide. Hopefully there's nothing to hide. Hopefully the Attorney General wasn't giving us a letter because he's afraid of letting us see the full report. The Attorney General should give Congress the report as soon as possible. He should make the report public. We live in a democracy. In a democracy, we live by the value of transparency.
Senator Murphy, you say as soon as possible. Is there any sort of date that you have in mind?
I mean, we should have the report right now. The Attorney General shouldn't hold on to the report for another day. He doesn't. If there's sensitive information in the report, he should identify that sensitive information so that members of Congress know what to talk about publicly and what not to talk about publicly. I would guess that many people in the Attorney General's office have seen that report. And now it's time for Congress to see the entire report. And we should be able to see that report today.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. Senator, thank you for your time.
Thanks.